This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
303 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. I'm excited. We got a lot that we have to talk about. Clearly, tomorrow evening is the big debate. Well, there's that debate, too, the Trump-Harris debate. Heidi and I have been having this debate about duck versus chicken, because today is my birthday, and we're trying to figure out exactly what dinner should be. But I suppose more people will be paying attention to the debate tomorrow. That's okay. There's a lot that we have to analyze as we get ready for that debate, including the fact that proud uber-leftist Democrats who are now just thrilled that they are standing with Dick Cheney. Let this just sink into your souls for a second. For the last 20 years, the leftists, the Democrats, the progressives, call them whatever you want, have told us that Dick Cheney is a war criminal. He has blood on his hands. What an evil rat. He endorsed Kamala. Yeah. Oh, very cool. So I'm just telling you right now, you're voting for Kamala Harris. You're voting for Dick Cheney. How cool is that? I just think it's bat crap crazy, but it is what it is. George W. Bush, you remember him, president of the United States for a few years. He has said he's not actually supporting either candidate. Interesting. You know why all this is happening? Because Donald Trump doesn't pull any punches, and Donald Trump is not part of the swamp, and Donald Trump says we should not really actually be involved in a million different wars. That's why. Is it possible that all the things they said about Dick Cheney for the last 20 years, that there might be a shred of truth in some of them? But does this not expose how crass and devoid of honor and dignity and strength and integrity all of these people are? You want to talk about the flipping uniparty, man. So you've got Dick Cheney and Kamala Harris. What an amazing team. Tomorrow, I'm going to tell you that Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us. Looking forward to chatting with him. Wednesday, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is going to be here. We're going to analyze, you know, that other debate, which I know. I would pick duck as well, but duck is my favorite of all the foods out there. It is. I loved it. If I could eat Peking duck every single day for the rest of my life, I would be happy. My cardiologist, I'd have to get a cardiologist. They would be thrilled as well. Jesse Jane Duff, Gunnery Sergeant, United States Marine Corps, retired, will be with us at 4:03 this afternoon. Sort of a pregame, a little look ahead at that debate. Now, you know, coming up in October, we've got Politics and Pints. Politics and Pints once again. Going to be down at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. And I would urge you as strongly as I possibly can to jump online right now and get yourself some tickets for Politics and Pints. I know we've got general admission left. I think we've already sold out all of the VIP things. Hey, we all try to warn people. You notice that? And it's always the same. This is the fifth year that we've done it. I don't know how many times we've actually done it. Germ, you actually kept count of this, right? Is it 8 or 9 or whatever it is? We've done it more than a few times. And what we see each time we do it, the crowds are, this is the 8th edition. Yeah, the crowds get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And we have to keep finding bigger and bigger venues. And we have a special thing here, special thing there. We do this VIP thing with special seating and a nice meet and greet behind the scenes. And, well, people always say, Richmond is a walk-up town. That's what I've learned over the years. For concerts, for events, for any sort of events, we have a reputation as a market that will buy their tickets at the door. And so people are always thinking, well, you know, Jeff is a pain in the rear end. Go to WRVA.com, click on the button, get your I'm not going to listen. I'm just going to walk up. We never sell tickets at the door. We haven't sold tickets at the door for any of these. And we're not starting with this one. So if you want to join us, I'm telling you, WRVA.com is the only way to get your tickets. It's me. It's John Reed, who may or may not by that time have announced that he's running for lieutenant governor, because it's October the 16th. I don't know exactly when the sort of a drop-dead date is, right? There is. There's got to be a date where you've got to start, I would guess, getting signatures on petitions and legitimately raising money for a campaign. And as you know, I'm not running for anything, so I don't have any intimate knowledge on that. But who knows? Maybe by October 16th, John will have announced that he is running. Or, this would be cool, maybe John will announce at Politics and Pints that he is running. Either way, I will be very, very happy and proud to support him, endorse him, not that he's asking. And I would actually make a monetary contribution to his campaign. Also coming in will be Brian Kilmeade, because Brian had a great time here last time we did it. I ran into him up in D.C. at our big talk radio conference up there, and he's excited about it. He, in all candor, he didn't know. He must have said yes, because he says yes to everything. And then I said, oh, well, we'll see you in October, right? And he goes, and then his assistant said, yes, you will. And he's like, yep, yes, you will. And Dana Lash, who you are listening to between noon and 3, is coming in for this as well. So it's going to be a great event. I will remind you, we've only got the general admission tickets left, but that's okay. There's not a bad seat in the house at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. That's why it's been such a great theater for, what, almost 100 years? October the 16th, it's a Wednesday. Everything kicks off right around 6 o'clock, and we will look forward to seeing you there. This Wednesday, believe it or not, is the 23rd anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And we will have a very special sort of commemoration. We'll share some stories where we're pulling some of the sound clips from that day. And some of them we'll use, some of them we'll... I got to tell you something weird. As much as I love what I do, right, and I'm like a radio guy through and through, and push comes to shove, I consider myself more of a, I'm like a troubadour, like a latter-day troubadour. You know, I tell stories, just tell people about stuff, old-time town crier kind of thing, but with a really sparkling sense of humor and an unbelievably handsome profile. But one of the things that I have to do is relive things. So like September the 11th, as we get ready for it, as I say to Jeremy, hey, here's 96,000 little pieces of sound we can play, and here's the stories we should share, and you know, we've got time limitations, and we have other sort of technical limitations, and I have to go through and through and through and clip stuff, and so I've been reliving, if you will, September the 11th, 2001 now, for the last couple of weeks, trying to put all of this stuff together. But you and I will chat about it on Wednesday. And I would dare say that Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who's scheduled to be with us on Wednesday, and we're going to be talking about the debate.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
But, you know, she's a New Yorker. She has one or two or three stories, I'm sure, that she will be willing to share with us. And Jimmy Galliano, right? Yeah, Jimmy Galliano will be here on Wednesday because he was a first responder. You know, he's a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. But on September 11th, 2001, he was on active duty. He was a special agent with the FBI. I don't know if he was supervisory at that point or not. But make no mistake, those guys kicked it into high gear. And we've actually lost a number of FBI agents through the years. A number of folks who responded to Ground Zero. They got cancer from all of the chemicals, all of the noxious fumes. And we have lost many of them. We sometimes lose sight of that because we talk about things like New York City Fire Department, 343 line of duty deaths that day. It's horrible to think about, I know, but that's the fact. A huge number. 37 deaths for the Port Authority Police Department of New York and New Jersey, the largest single day law enforcement line of duty death situation in history. So those are big, big numbers. But then you have to think about the people who passed long after that and suffered for years after because they were simply trying to do the right thing, get to where help was needed. Let me share with you our Chronic Care of Richmond text line. And it always gives me the opportunity to salute Chronic Care of Richmond. Those are my friends, Dr. Brian Snyder, his lovely bride, Janine, the whole team over there. Great people. I'm a patient over at Chronic Care. Yeah, they're great, great folks. And they are once again presenting Politics and Pints because they're great people. But they also sponsor our text line. Why? Because they're great people. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You send us a text. I'll take a look at it. Some of the text we'll share on the air, and some of the text, no, not so much. You know, it is what it is. 757 says, hey, Jeff, what about George Bush? Think about it. He will side with the Democrats. George W. Bush is just like Dick Cheney. No good for nothing. They hate Trump. Well, I do believe that they don't like Trump. And part of the reason that that crowd does not like Donald Trump is that Donald Trump doesn't need them. Donald Trump doesn't need any of this. That's the thing that I always come back to. It's a reason that I did not believe back in 2015, 2016 that he was really running. Because I just kept asking myself, well, why does he need to run? What is he, you know, why? He's got more money than he's ever going to spend. He has been able financially to set up his kids, his grandchildren, right? So he doesn't need to make more money. He's about as famous as you get. Successful in most parts of his life in terms of business and writing and television. Why does he need to do this? And then it did occur to me. He doesn't need it. He never needed it. He's doing it because it needs to be done. Think about it. All right, we got a lot of great stuff as we move through the afternoon. Dr. Andrew Bostom's going to be with us at 3:33. There is a very, very, very disturbing spike in anti-Semitism on college campuses. We're seeing it right at VCU, for goodness sakes. You got some wackadoodle professor down there leading walkouts and closing down classes. I'll tell you what, you close down a class for any reason other than you are really, really ill or you have scheduled it ahead of time, you know what they ought to do? They just fire them. Fire her rear end. That's all. Bye. Good. See you later. Pack your stuff. You can't do that. Those students have paid money. And many of those students are receiving financial aid, which means I paid money for them. Nonsense. Anyway. Dr. Boston will be with us at 3:33. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Aww. Thank you.
It is 3:21 with the ever-aging Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Well, look, the alternative I'm not really big on. I'll take this whole getting older every day thing for, you know, a few more days anyway, right? Why not? Lovely text here coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Comes from Berkeley over in Mechanicsville. Jeff, happy birthday to you. And by the way, you looked very good in the plaque shack today talking with Bianca on Newsmax. Well, thank you, Berkeley. That was a very, very pleasant little interaction. As you know, I'm a big fan of Newsmax. Have been for a long time. I've done a lot of stuff with Newsmax over the years. But they called and said, hey, we noticed the birthday letter from President Trump. A, do you want to come on and just talk about stuff? And B, we're going to show a picture of that, okay? Yeah, sure. So I don't want you to think that I got a birthday card from President Trump today, because I did not. However, I got a lovely happy birthday letter from President Trump about 3 years ago, and I don't know any of the details. I said that to them, because Bianca said, well, how? I don't know. I mean, the man was president of the United States. I don't think it's that difficult for him to say to somebody, hey, track down this cat's character in Virginia for me. But I do have that lovely birthday thing, and it came up in my Facebook memories. I don't want you to think that I was being a complete and total jerk, because it's a small dollop of jerk, but not a complete and total jerk. It came up in my Facebook memories, and I thought, well, you know, I think that's pretty cool. And so I put that up. So that was part of what we chatted about. And then also the personal aspects of each of these candidates, the former president and the current vice president, and what's going to come through in these debates. That's what we've got to look for. Monty says, hey, Jeff, thank you for your show. I wanted to say all that President Trump has to do tomorrow night with Kamala Harris is ask her after every question. Madam Vice President, when did you know that Joe Biden had dementia? And why did you lie to the American people? He should ask that after every question. You know what? That's not a bad idea. That has to be one of the questions that President Trump raises. I am sure, positive, that the ABC News hacks who are sitting there playing the part of, I don't know, pseudo-journalists, whatever they are, I can't tell you the reality of it. But you think they're going to ask about that? I don't think they are. I really don't. I don't think they're going to ask about that, not in a direct way. And what is she going to say? But she's blown it off in the past. Oh, he's the best guy who ever lived. He likes ice cream. His kid's a moron. You know, he's just a regular folks. But how do you blow that off? I think that President Trump is, well, I think President Trump is great. But I think he's got to really be sort of on the line tomorrow night. He has to force that question a couple of times. And I think he also has to remind everybody. When the vice president says, well, you know, on my first day in office or when I do this or blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey, your first day on the job was January the 1st, 2021. You've already been on the job for 3.5 years. What have you done for me lately should be the question. So we'll see how that all plays out. Growing anti-Semitism on college campuses. Man, it is ugly. VCU. Is right there, right there. They ought to fire that protester who just cancels classes because she's going to lead some pro-Hamas event. Ridiculous. But anyway, we'll talk about that at 3:33. You got a time right now. Head on over to WRVA.com. Get yourself some tickets for Politics and Pints. 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.